So, next level gang stalking, that's what I'm going to call this. Next level gang stalking. I really believe this is what's going on. I just saw two cars run a red light at an intersection from opposite directions. And I had two people in Home Depot. I'm walking down the aisle. They just like walked right at me, walked in front of me. Like they didn't see me. They just were walking right in front of me. Now, I have been doing some experiments about creating an invisibility cloak. I've been experimenting with that. So that might be what's happening. But the next level gang stalking is real. Here's what I think's happening. I'm pretty sure this is it, but I can't prove it, but I think this is it. I think what's happening is the king of Tyre is the king of the flesh. Tyre, tear, the tares. And so if they can pull you down out of 3D, that's exactly what it is. They pull you down. They try to pull you down out of the 3D spirit walk, right? And they try to get you yoked up in, they try to pull you down from 5D spirit walk and try to get you yoked up with something in 3D. They try to commune with you in 3D and get you down here. This is it. The king of Tyre is the king of the flesh. And so they want to pull you down from 5D into 3D. And this is why the Bible says, do not yoke together with unbelievers. Because when you yoke with an unbeliever, you're tying into the system. So what happens is, they're all a part of the 666 hive mind. And if you drop down from your spirit walk, now remember, they're trying to do Illuminati sacrifice. They're trying, and they can't, you already won, it's finished. They can't mess with you, but you can mess with yourself. So if you drop down, you get surrounded by a lot of them, right? You get surrounded by a lot of them. And so when they drop you down, if you let them, you don't have to let them, but if they do, the demon spirit, the principality and power and ruler of that city or that area or that particular flesh area or whatever, and it might be Satan himself. He might, sometimes the devil, when there's an attack, sometimes the devil says, okay, I'm going to stop this person. The devil might come at you personally, instead of sending a demon. You know, it depends on what you're doing. See, if you're trying to pull somebody out of Babylon, you're going to be under attack. If you're reaching in and plucking somebody out of Babylon, you talk about warfare to the hilt. I'm talking about warfare. I'm talking about serious warfare. If you are actually pulling one of the minions of the devil out of Babylon, you're in war. And so what happens is, the devil's trying to keep people from being leaving Babylon because he wants to take a soul to hell with him. And so things will just start happening all around you, and people will say stuff and stuff will happen. And it's like, how did they know I was thinking that? Where'd that come from? Why did they say that? It's like, that's the very issue that I was dealing with, and told nobody, and that's the thing I got attacked with. So it has to be a spiritual thing. And I believe what happens is, because it's like these people say it on purpose, it's like time stops. It's literally like time has stopped, and they know the script, and they say the script exactly to the T. In other words, you're going about your business. Let's say you're afraid of getting a flat tire. So you go over here to the gas station, you're getting gas, and somebody says, your tire looks kind of like it's losing, whatever the fear dart is, or the worry, or the problem, or the obstacle, or whatever it is. It might be a roof leak or something. Could be anything. But they just, all of a sudden, out of the blue, they say the very thing you're sitting there trying to fix, you know, or solve, or the problem, or the issue you're dealing with. It's a demonic realm. And I think these people, they might be tormented by demons, and if they don't say it, the demons torment them. And if they do say it, the demons will leave them alone. That's one option. The other option would be, and it might be all of the above, the other option would be they're just possessed. They do get taken captive, and they just say it and don't even know what they're saying. They're not even in their right mind. I really believe this is happening. And so let's say you're worried about something, or you're thinking about something, and you're yoked up into 3D with somebody or something, and the demon's able to, because there's nothing new under the sun, that there's nothing new. They know what people deal with. They know your weakness. They know your propensities. They know what you're dealing with, because there's no new game. And so if you step into that, the 3D realm, and you leave the 5D realm, you're in his territory, because it's the flesh realm. Now, it's all God's, you know, you can, but see, but when you step back into the spirit wall, grace, truth, love, peace, joy, goodness, meekness, short accounts, claiming the blood, they lose all power. But what happens is when you realize that you're in a war and you just got caught up in a situation and you say, okay, I'm going back to 5D, then because the pattern was set, it just repeats. They try to get you back in the repeat. It's the sine wave repeat. That's all they have, is the Draco Ma drama sine wave repeat. And when I say they, I'm talking about the demons. And so those who are not saved are already slaves to the devil. But here's what I think is happening with these people, some of them, not all of them. I think they get tormented by demons, and the demons tell them to say something, and they have to say it, or the demon's going to torment them. I think that's what's happening. I really believe that. And that's not every case, but I believe that's really happening. Because just like Bill Gates has a database on you, the demons have a spiritual database on you, and they know, because there's really no such thing as time. They're outside of time, and they just keep hitting you with the same stuff over and over and over. So when you start to see, 3D realm, get ready, because the war is on. And especially if you start to try to pluck somebody out of 3D into 5D, the God spirit realm, not the demonic realm. That's probably, I'm thinking that the 4D realm, the demonic realm, it's a spiritual realm, but I wouldn't want to call it 5D, but there is a war in the spirit realm, so it might be. Could be in 4D. Could be in 4D. The fight could be in 4D. The demons and the angels fighting could be in the 4D. But, because time is befallen, so it's probably in the 4D, is what I'm thinking. But anyway, if you're under a spiritual gang stalking attack, all you can do is claim the blood, ask for forgiveness, repent, whatever it is, or even if it's not something you did wrong, just you might have an anxious spirit or you might have something going on inside. Just go back to the source code truth that it's already finished. I sent somebody a text. She said it is finished. And it just brought me back to normal, like on my thinking. Even though I know it, it's good to hear somebody. So if somebody you know is going through something, just say it. It's finished. It's finished. The devil's defeated. Claim the blood. It is finished. The devil is a defeated foe. And it usually happens when you cut your hand, or you might trip or cut your hand or something, and it just hits you like a ton of bricks. I cut my hand earlier. It usually tries to hit you, like when you get sick or when it'll surprise you. Like you'll have this bill that shows up in your email, or you'll have this new bill you didn't expect, or you have something hit you to pull you back down into that 3D material realm, out from stepping out of 5D into 3D, you know? It's not even real. So when you leave this, when it starts to feel real, when the simulation starts to feel real, you know you're probably in another attack. When you start to think this place is real, you're probably getting ready to get under attack, because this is just a training program. It's a birthing machine. But when you think this is it, this is everything, when it's not even close to everything, that's when you're under possible attack. That's what's happening. In my mind, I really believe that's happening. I could be wrong, but that's what it looks like to me. Things don't just happen out of the blue. There's no coincidence. There's no coincidence. This is a real battle, and it's usually pretty much daily. And when they set a trap or set a battle or whatever, you know that you're in warfare, because you have like three darts hit you at once. Three, four, five darts hit you once. All of a sudden, there's this bill that comes in the email, or a new bill or something like that. You know it's real.
Yes, sir.
Hey.